सहनावतु
सहनो भुनक्तु
सहवीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा विद्विषावहै
ॐ
शान्ति
शान्ति
शान्तिः
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु
गुरुर्देवो
महेश्वरः
गुरुरेव
परं ब्रह्म
तस्मै
श्रीगुरवे
नमः
समस्तजनकल्याणे
निरतं
करुणामयं
नमामि
चिन्मयं
देवं
सद्गुरुं
ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय
विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे
तापत्रयविनाशाय
श्रीकृष्णाय
वयं नमः.
So Sanak Sanandan and Sanatan Sanat Kumar, they ask clarification about what Lord said that I worship Brahman, I take the first dust of the feet of Brahman on my crown. And then after that, Bhagwan answered those questions. And he said, this curse was actually ordained by me, it's not you. Actually, I intended that this curse be given to these Dwarpal. And these doorkeepers, they will go to demonic planet. Suraitaram gati they will get, but they will come back. But what yoga? Not karma yoga, not bhakti yoga, not jnana yoga. It is sarambha samvritta samadhi anubaddha yoga. Such a big word. Samvritta means intensified. Intensified. What? Sarambha. Sarambha means anger. Intensified anger. If you are angry with somebody, you are constantly thinking of him only, na? Constantly. So intensified anger toward Lord. So they will be remembering me. Indirect way. There is a direct way, this is indirect way. They will again be continuously. And anubaddha yoga means firmly rooted in that. It's not that is going away anger. Firmly rooted in anger, they will be. Bhuya sakasam upasyas the asu yoga, and they will come back to me very soon. Very soon they will come back. And sapo maiva nimitta tad avaita vipra, o vipra, o Brahman, know it that this srap is given by me. You are thinking that we have given, no. Because the Sanat Kumara, they started thinking that they have done something wrong. They should not have done that. Even by a mistake they have stopped him, they should not have taken it so seriously and curse him. Then again they thought, what right we have got to curse the doorman of Narayan. We should have reported to Narayan instead of taking recourse. Then after that, then Brahma Vacha, Brahmaji is telling, Brahma is talking to Devas. Why Devas has gone to Brahmaji? Because there was total darkness, and they all ran to Brahmaji. What has happened? Tell us. Athata Munyo Drishta Nayana, after that this Munis, these four Kumaras, they saw the abode of Narayan, Vaikuntha, and then they, Bhagavanta Parikrama, they circumambulated. Parikrama kiya. Then Pranipat means Namaskar, and after learning about him, they Pratijugmu, they returned. They came back. How delighted. And they were singing the glory of Lord. When they were coming back, they were singing glory, the lordship of Narayan. Then Lord blessed these two doormen. They returned. Four Kumaras, they returned back. Then Bhagwan in 29, we are in Canto 3, chapter 16, verse number 29. भगवान अनुगमायातम महाभैष्टम तू समह भगवान से टू दी टू अटेंडेंट्स अनुगवाहा अटेंडेंट याताम नाउ यू हैव टू गो वेयर यू हैव टू गो यू हैव टू गो टू द मैटीरियल वर्ल्ड यू हैव टू गो वैष्णुम माँ वैष्णुम माँ माँ मीन्स नो वैष्णुम मीन्स फियर डोंट फियर एंड देयर विल बी समा देयर विल बी योर वेलफेयर विल बी देयर डोंट वरी देयर विल बी कन्यान ब्रह्म ते समर्थोपि हंतुम आई कैन नलीफाई दिस कर्स ऑफ दिस ब्राह्मण आई हैव द राइट बट नेचर बट आई डोंट वॉन्ट वाई मतम तुम्हें ऑन द अदर हैंड आई कन्फर्म इट आई अप्रूव इट आई सेकेंड इट वट एवर द ब्राह्मण हैव सेड आई एक्सेप्ट इट आई सेकेंड इट आई कैन नलीफाई बट आई विल नॉट डू एतत् पूर्वैव निर्दिष्टम इट वॉज ऑलरेडी गिवन टू यू पूर्वै अर्लियर By whom? Ramya. By Lakshmi ji. When? Krudhaya yada. When she was angry. When she was angry, Pura apavarita. Pura, earlier you have stopped her also. This time you stopped this poor Brahman. Earlier you have stopped Lakshmi ji. Where? Dwari at gate. Visanti mai uparate. When she was trying to enter the door, you stopped. You said that Narayan is taking rest. At that time, she has already cursed you. Then he says, Mai Saramba Yogena Nistirya Brahmahelanam. Mai Saramba Yogena, unto me, Saramba Yogena, again that yoga. Which yoga? Intensified anger yoga. Saramba Yogena Nistirya, they will be liberated. Liberated from what? Brahmahelanam. Disobedience of or disrespect to Brahmins. Since Dwarpal, they showed disrespect to four Kumaras and four Kumaras cursed Dwarpal, now Lord is saying with that intensified anger, they can overcome that curse. That is what is the meaning. So by Bhakti Yoga, by remembrance of the Lord, You can cross over anything that is to be learned. Brahmahelanam. Pratyeshatam nikasam. Pratyeshatam, come back soon. Nikasam, near me. Kalena alpiyasa punah means again. They will come back. Kalena alpa means and a little bit of time they will come back to me. And that we have already seen. The clock of That lok and the clock of this lok has got? So 0.001 second of Brahmaji? 100. So how long is it? Immediately they will come back.
Dvastava Adishya Bhagavan Biman Srini Bhusanam Sarvati Saya Lachmana Justram Tam Dishnam Abhishan.
Then after that, after addressing to these two doormen, Lord returned to his abode. How is his abode? Biman Sreni Bhusanam, decorated with the first class Biman, aeroplanes, first class Biman.
And Sarvati Seya Lachmina Justram, and everywhere so much of wealth is there.
Bhagwan has got everything, Ati, maximum, infinite. Six bhag you all know, six bhag Bhagwan has got. And that also an immeasurable amount.
Therefore, sarvat ati seya lachmina. Everywhere is the wealth is there. Now, 33. Tautu.
Tam tu girvana rishabho dustarad. दुस्तराद्वि लोकतः हतश्रियो ब्रह्म सापात अभूताम् विगतस्मयो
तौ तौ मीन्स द टू डोरमैन टू द्वारपाल टू बट गीर्वान ऋषभौ एंड हाउ आर दे दीज आर वेरी बेस्ट देवता जय विजय दे आर बेस्ट देवता हूसेवर इज देयर इज देवता मीन बैकून दे आर द बेस्ट देवता
Dustarat Hari Lokat, unable to avoid Hari Lokat, the curse they could not avoid it. Where from? They were in the Hari Lok, in the Vaikunth they were there. Hatasriyo, their beauty and their luster, they diminished. Immediately Devata's beauty and everything started diminishing at that time. Why? Brahma Sapat. Brahma Sapat, because of the curse of Brahman. Brahman. Abhutam, Bigatsmayo, and they become morose. They become sorrowful. The beauty, luster of the Devata is gone now because of the curse, and they have to come down. You see, one thing is to be seen here. This Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu, when they came here in Jayabijaya, when they come as a Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu, these Kumaras also came. When Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu came, Sanat Kumar came as Prahlad. In case of Ravan and Kumbhakaran, they came as a Vibhishan. Sanat Kumar came as a Vibhishan. In Sisupal and Dantrabhakti, in three, they knew that this is their last birth, so there is no need of our going there. So Vibhishan and Prahlad were incarnation of Sanat Kumar. So those two gatekeepers, the best of demigods, their beauty and their luster diminished by the curse of Brahman, became morose and fell from Vaikuntha. Now they have come down. What happened at that time? Next.
Tada Vikuntha Dhishanat Tayor Nipatamanayoho Hahakaro Mahanasin Vimanakraya Suputrakaha.
Tada, then, when they were coming down. From where? Vikuntha Dhishanat. Dhishanat means abode. Abode of Lord. Vikuntha means of Lord. Dhishanat, Tayo, both of them. Nipatmanayo, Nipatmanayo, where they are falling. From Hari Lok, from Vaikuntha Lok, they are now falling. Hahakar, there was a roaring disappointment. Other devtas were there, all they were there. Mahanasit means great occurred. From where? Vimana Agresu, devtas who were sitting in Biman, in the aeroplane. And who are these devta? Putraka, children. Children whom? Narayan, Brahmaji. First born is Brahmaji, and all other are born later on. So they are all putra, children of Brahmaji. But they are devtas. So putraka here means devtas. So all the devtas roared. Ahakar, what has happened? Such a great two bhaktas are going down. So when they actually began to fall from Vaikuntha, a loud outcry was raised by the occupants of the principal airplane. Those who were there, they cried.
Tavevo yaduna prapto parshad pravaro harehe diter jathananir vishtam kashapam teja ulvanam.
Tav eva, these true doormen, eva certainly, adhuna, now, prapto, having gotten, parsat prabaro hari, parsat prabaro, the attendants of hari. How they are, what type of attendant? Very good attendant. Prabaro, very good. Important associates of hari, where did they go? Dite. Dite means diti. Who is diti? Wife of Kashyap. Diti Jathara. Jathara means womb. Nirvishtam, they entered. They entered in the womb of Diti. What was there in the womb? Kashyam Teja Ulvanam. Ulvanam is very strong. Teja means semen of Kashyap Rishi. Kashyap Rishi. So they entered in the womb of Diti. So it is those two principal attendants of Sri Hari that have now entered the powerful seed of Kashyap deposited in the womb of Diti.
If you remember, at one point of time, Diti at a wrong time wanted a union with her husband. It was Sandhya time, and her husband Kashyap was doing Sandhya Bandhan in the Yajnasala. At that time, Diti got the earth that I must have union with my husband, and she approached. She held his vastra also and pulled him from puja. And at that time, Kashyap told him, this is not the right time, you wait for some time. At that time, Lord Shiva's attendants are there. So we have some patience. But it was ordained by Lord. Ordained by Lord because Jaya Vijaya has to come. So Kashyap was angry at that time. Since Kashyap was angry at that time, the teja, the semen of that Kashyap was also not very good. We have got this Garbhadhan Sanskar. Have you heard Garbhadhan Sanskar? The mind of husband should be very peaceful and sober. When you do puja, the union of husband and wife in our scripture is said only for progeny. Only for progeny. And for at that time, Garbhadhan Sanskar, you should have a very peaceful mind, sober mind. And in society, you know how, what happens. And then people say, why God has given me this disabled child? See? Because at that time, Kashyap was not agreeable to that union. The semen was like that. And the child coming is Jay and Vijay in the form Hiranyakashyap and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. These two are coming. So the condition of conception are to be carefully studied. हम लोग को जान के क्या है अभी? There is no question of another child for us. We have grown up, outgrown. But this should be learned. Why we have got this Garbhadhan Sanskar? Only for this purpose, so that we get very good progeny.
तयोर असुरयोर अद्य तेजसायमयोर हिवः आक्षिप्तं तेज एतर्हि भगवांस्तद्विदित्सति
तयो तयो दीस टू असुर नाउ दे हैव बिकम असुर देवता फ्रॉम देवता दे हैव बिकम असुर असुर असुरयोः अद्य टुडे तेजसायमयोर हिव देयर पावर ऑफ दीस ट्विन देवताज व्हिच इज वेरी पावरफुल Because they were very good attendants of Lord, very powerful attendants of the Lord. So much power they had, they could stop Lakshmi also. That much powerful thing.
Achiptam teja, achiptam agitated, your teja. Devta approach all Brahmaji. Why this has happened? The luster of sun has also gone down. The brilliance of sun also gone down. Why this has happened? Because the tej of these two are so brilliant that our powers, our luster has gone down. Teja etari bhagwan tad vidit sat. But why it has happened? Lord wants this way. Lord has ordained this way. Brahmaji is telling. Whose order is this? Narayan's order. Brahmaji's father. Is it not so? Brahmaji was born from the navel of Vishnu Narayan. So can Brahmaji do anything? No. It is beyond his power. So it is the prowess of these two asuras that has disturbed you and has minimized your power. There is no remedy in my power. Brahmaji is saying, I have got no power. I can't do anything. It is the Lord himself who desires to do all this. He wants this way. So Jaya and Vijaya were coming as Hiranyakashipu. It is the will of the creator of Brahmaji Narayan. It is the direction of Narayan. Hence Brahmaji and others have no control over the situation. Brahmaji can't do anything. All the devatas approach Brahmaji to do something. What has happened? People are not doing puja. We are not getting anything. There is no day.
whole thing is in darkness. So Jai Vijay are the great bhakta of the Lord, and they themselves are powerful. So Brahma ji told Devta that Asur coming and the cause of darkness are more powerful than Devta. Asur are more powerful. Sometimes you know the Asur are more powerful. They always fight. Asur and Devta, they always fight. Sometimes Devta wins, sometimes Asur wins. So that means when Asur wins, that means the Asur are more powerful. So this instance shows that Asur is more powerful than Devtas. Hence we cannot control them. Thus Devta were advised not to counteract. Don't counteract. Because it is the wish of Paramatma. He wants to preach his glories. Hence don't counteract. Lord wants to preach something. He wants to show his glory. So don't counteract this.
Vishvasvayasthiti layodbhava heturadyah yogeshwarairapi durattaya yogamayah kshemam vidasyati sano bhagavantradhishah tatrasmadiya vimishena krikyanihartah.
Yaha Vishvasya, he who is of the Vishva, sthiti lay udbhav hetu adya. Who is this Lord? He is the creator, sustainer and dissolver of Vishva, of the universe. Sthiti, lay and udbhav. Hetu adya, most ancient person, yogeshwaramapi, he is the master of all yoga. Duratya yoga maya, and he owns a maya which is very difficult to cross. Chemam vidasyati sa, he will do good to us. Chemam is good. Sa means he. Vidasyati, he will do. No means us. Bhagwan Trayadhisha. Who is this Bhagwan? Trayadhisha. Trayadhisha means he is the Lord of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Bhagwan Tray. Tray means three. This means Lord of Trayadhisha. Tatra, there, asmadiyam vimasrena kiyani artha. So by our deliberation, what will happen? Why should we deliberate? Why should we think over all this problem? We should not deliberate. So it is said, the Lord is the controller of the three guna, prakriti. He is responsible for creation, preservation and dissolution of the universe. His yoga maya is not understood even by masters of yoga. The Lord alone will come to our rescue. He will help us, don't worry. What purpose can be served in this behalf by our deliberation on the subject? When something is arranged by Paramatma, one should not question it. Why it is happening? One should not question it. One should not get disturbed by it, even though it appears to be reverse as per own calculation. We might think, kya kar raha hai Bhagwan? What is he doing? He should not have done like this. Sometimes we ask, why Lord has created this universe? Many people ask, why he has created this? Giving us sorrow and all this. So it is wish of Paramatma. Jesus was crucified. Wish of Paramatma. Prahlad was tortured. Wish of Paramatma. Pandav were suffered so much, many times. And their wife also inserted. So by seeing that, one should not get disturbed by that. It is wish of the Paramatma. We don't know what they have done. Why Prahlad was tortured? Now if you start thinking that he was Sanat Kumar, Sanat Kumar had done something wrong, and that wrong was done at the instance of Lakshmiji, at the instance of Lord only, but he has to suffer, he has to torture. So one karma, one wrong action, how much trouble it gives. One disrespect to Lakshmiji, one disrespect to... Do you think it is very serious crime that you have to take three times birth? And how much wrong we do, you just think. You don't have to tell. You just think yourself how much wrong we do and what will happen to us.
So conclusion of Bhagavatam is bhakti is never disturbed by such reverses. So when the every disturbance are happening outside, bhakti is not disturbed. He knows the Lord has ordained, he has something to tell and he has to do something. So he is doing all these things. He accepts them gracefully. On other hand, one who serves Lord in the reverse condition will go to Paramatma. It's a great saying. One who serves Lord in adversity also, he will get Paramatma. So don't think now the adverse situation, I don't remember Lord. I prayed to the Lord and he didn't accept my prayer. So ab nahi jayenge, mandir nahi jayenge. So Brahma advised all devata, darkness happening because of the Paramatma's will. The darkness has happened because he wants that way.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्या हंस्याम संहितायां तृतीय स्कंदे षोडशोध्यायः अथ सप्तदशोध्यायः मैत्रेय उवाच निशम्यात्मभुवागीतं कारणं शङ्कयोज्झिताः ततः सर्वे न्यवर्तन्त त्रिदेवाय दिवौकसः
निशम्य निशम्य मीन्स आफ्टर हियरिंग अच्छा मैत्री उवाच व्हाट इज दिस मैत्री उवाच दे आर टॉकिंग टू हूम मैत्री एंड विदुर एक्चुअली विदुर वांटेड टू नो व्हाट हैज हैपेंड व्हाट वाज द स्टोरी बिहाइंड When he took the Varahavatar and killed Hiranyaksha, then he asked Maitreya, please tell me what has happened. So Maitreya is giving the background story of the whole thing. How Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu came into existence, what happened, who were they? They were Jaya and Vijaya. How Jaya and Vijaya fell from the Vaikunth to this loka. The whole story. Now again, Maitreya is again telling Vidur, Nishamya, upon hearing, Atmabhuva, Self-born, Atmabhuva means here, Brahmaji. Brahmaji is called Atmabhuva. Gītam, explanation, kāranam, cause, saṅkayo ujjita. Saṅkayo, saṅka means fear. Ujjita means freed from the fear. Freed from the fear. Tata sarve nyavartanta tridivāya divaukasa. Tata thereafter sarve all devatas were in presence of Brahmaji. When Brahmaji explained the situation, everything, then all these devatas went back. This is what he said here. Nishamya, after hearing Brahmaji explanation, the cause for all this darkness, tata then sarve all devatas nevartanta returned tridivaya to heavenly planets. Devatas are in the higher loka, so they went back to their places. Divaukasa, divaukasa means devatas. They returned back. So understanding from the words of Brahma, the cause of darkness, the devata, residents of the higher planets, were freed from all fear and they returned to their respective planets. They went back. One thing is to be noted that the fear exists in Devlok also. Fear exists in the Devlok also. Indra. The king of all devata is always fearful of his own seat. So fear is there. So fear is here in our loka also, fear is there also. So nidra, bhay, eating and mating, these are the four things common here in our loka. But the fear is there also. So what is the difference between the fear there and fear here? Can you think of it? Very simple. When they are frightened, they go to their superior devata. When all the devatas were frightened, they went to Brahmaji. And when we are frightened, do we go to Lord? No, we don't go. This is different. You see, in the case of Arjun was also frightened. Grieving. But he went to Lord. And Lord advised him and his fear was gone. But we don't go. We don't go. Now you may ask, how can we go to the Lord?
Going to the Lord means going to scripture. Going to scripture, follow scripture. So Devta approached Brahmaji and they got the solution, don't worry. This is what Narayan has thought over and he has ordained. He want to show his glory. You need not fear. So they went back.
Ditistu bharturadeshat apatya parishankini purne varshasate sattvi putro prasushuve yamo.
Ditastu, tu means but. Diti, bhartu, bhartu means husband. Adesat, he told what is going to come. After the union of Kasyap and Diti, Diti felt ashamed. It was natural. Diti felt very bad. Then she told, I am feeling very bad, what will happen? And then the Kasyap at that time said, nothing can be done, don't fear. These things are going to come, but one thing good will happen, that your children will be killed by Lord. And Diti was very happy, at least they will be able to see the whole form of the Lord, may not be able to see, at least the hand they will be able to see, by which he will kill them. So even if you see one limb of the Lord, that is sufficient. Chalo. She was very happy. So therefore it is said, Ditistu Vartu Adesa. Her husband has already told that this is going to happen. Adesat apatya. Apatya means children. Parisankini, apprehensive of the trouble. He told that these two children will give lot of trouble to devatas. Those who are coming will give lot of trouble to devatas. And Diti never wanted that my children should give trouble to devata. Therefore, purne varsa sate, she kept in the home these two children for 100 years. Varsa sate, 100 years. Sadvi, that virtuous lady, putra prasusuve yamau, and then she delivered two children, two twins.
Utpata bhavastatra nipetur jayamanayoho divi bhubhyantarikshecha lokyasyoru bhayavahaha.
Utpata means natural disturbance. You see, whenever any demon take birth, these things will happen. And we should know this thing. If something is happening like this, know something demonic person is coming in the world. Utpata, natural disturbances. Bahava, not one or two, many, many. Tatra, there. Nipetu, occurred. Jayamanayo, when they were born, at the time of their birth, there were natural disturbances all over the world. Manyo. Which places? Divi, heavenly planet. Bhuvi means earth. Antarikshe, in the outer space. That means Bhulok, interspace, and. So in three worlds, see, the effect is in three words. Cha lokasya uru bhayavaha. In these three words, uru means greatly, bhayavaha, causing fear. So in three words, this natural disturbances started coming. Even at the hour of their birth, in that hermitage, many and evil potent natural disturbances, all were frightful, were seen on earth and heaven, and the interspace between them, Bhu, Bhuva, and Swaha.
Saha chala bhusche lur disah sarva prajal sarva prajajvaluhu solkascha sanaya petuhu ketavascharti hetavah.
Saha chala means saha chala, along the mountains, along the sides of mountain. Bhuva, earth, chalu, suk, that means earthquake. Alongside the mountain, why alongside the mountain? Because mountain is very heavy. And along the mountain side also, there is earthquake. The bhumi, earth is shaking. Bhuva chalu.
Disaha sarvaha prajjalu, and all the directions blaze like fire. So hot. Prajjalu. Solka, solka means saha ulka, meteors. Ulka path, you know, meteors, ulka path we say. Then asana, thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Petu, fell. So meteors are falling, then thunderbolts is there. Ketava, comets, arti hetava. These are all the causes of inauspiciousness. So when these things are happening, these are all inauspicious. Why they are happening? Because some demon is taking birth. So these were there were earthquakes in mountain regions. Strange fires appeared in the quarters. Showers of the meteors fell to the earth, ulkapat, and comets portending evil appeared frequently. When natural disturbance occur, one should understand that a demon must have taken birth. More asur, more natural disturbances will happen. Prakriti gives signal by way of earthquake, etc., that something wrong is going to happen. So when these things happen, know that something wrong is going to happen.
Vavau vayo sudusparsaha putkara nirayan muhu unmulayan nagapatin vatyani ko rajutvajaha.
Vayu bavau. Vayu means wind. Bavau, blue. How is that? Sudusparsa. Sudusparsa. Very difficult to withstand that. Now what that... What is that came? Feni. In India, Feni came in the Odisha and all that. The speed was said to be 200 kilometer or 250 kilometer per hour, wind speed. This is Vayu Vabhav. Sudusparsa. We say Chicago is a windy city. It's not, we are not able to, bear this speed. And this Vayu is very high speed. How is that? Putkarni, hissing sound. Have you heard sometimes that the cyclones come, then there is a hissing sound? Putkarni, hissing sound. Irani mahu, and giving out again and again, the sound is coming. So high speed of that vayu. What it is doing? Unmulan, uprooting. Uprooting what? Nagpatin. Nagpatin means the giant trees. Giant trees uprooted. Chicago also, uprooting trees, fell on the streets. Then, Nagpatin Vatya Aniko. Vatya means cyclonic, this thing. Aniko means the army, Rajodhwaja. But before coming, Rajodhwaja, Dhwaja means flag. Raja means the dhul, dust. So before the cyclone comes, what happened? The dust storm is there, na? So there is a dust storm and all these things are happening there. So powerful winds with the whirlwinds as their army and the clouds of dust as their flags swept over all, roaring and uprooting trees. So when these things start happening, no, asuras are coming or their population is increasing.
Uddha sat tarita amboda ghataya nashta bhagane vyomni pravishta tamasa nasma vyadrishyate padam.
Uthasat, laughing loudly. Hasat, laughing. Uthasat, laughing loudly. Tarita, tarita means vidyut, lightning. Tarita, ambod ghataya means the masses of cloud. Nashta bhagena, and they have lost. Bhagena means they have luminary, they have covered. Luminary means when the clouds are there, sun is covered. Similarly, the luminaries are all covered. Vyomni pravishtam, vyomni in the sky. Pravishtam means they have covered, enveloped. Tamasa means the darkness. When the clouds come, the darkness will come. It covers the luminaries. Nasma vyadrishyate padam, and nothing could be seen. When everything is covered, nothing could be seen. And the dust storm comes, everything is dark. So the luminaries in the heaven were covered by masses of clouds in which lightning sometimes flashed as though laughing. At that time when the lightning comes, Vyasji is saying that it is as if it is laughing. Darkness resigned everywhere and nothing could be seen.
Chukrosa vimanavardhihi udurmi kshubhitodarah modadanascha saritaschu chukshubhu shushkapankajaha.
Chukros means the wailed aloud. What? Vardhi means the ocean. Ocean, Bimana means ocean is also at that time is full of sorrow. And wailed aloud means, and that waves are very high at that time. Vardhi means ocean. And Urmi, Chubitodara, Urmi means the waves are there. And in the udar means the stomach of the ocean, all the creatures are also sorrowful, suffering. So outside also there is suffering, and inside ocean also all the creatures are suffering. What else? So the panascha, drinking water, lake and wells. So the pana means drinking water, lakes and wells. Sarita means the rivers. Cha chubu, they were also agitated. And suska pankaja means lotus. And that also suska means withered. So pankaj, the lotus, the flower is withered. Ocean is also disturbed. The rivers are agitated, and the well water and lake, they are also disturbed. The ocean with its high waves wailed aloud as if stricken with sorrow, and there was a commotion among the creatures inhabiting the ocean. The rivers and the lakes were also agitated and lotuses withered. What else? Next.
Muhu paridhayo bhuvan saraho sasishurayo ho nirghatharatha nirhada vivarebhya prajagire.
Muhu means again and again. Paridhayo, misty halos. Abhuvan, appeared. Sarahavo means sarahu. Sasi suryo. Do you know the relation between Rahu and Sasi and Surya? Sasi means moon. Surya means sun. When eclipse happen, what we say in the Puran, say that Rahu has swollen. Sarabo Sasi. Again and again the eclipse is happening in the sky. Surya Grahan and Chandra Grahan is happening again and again. Nirghata means the claps of the thunder. Ratha Nirhadra, Ratha means the sounds of the rattling chariot. Vibarebhya means from the mountain. Prajagire were produced. As if from the mountain cave some sound is coming which you can compare with the chariot which is rattling. When the rattling chariot moves, there is a sound. Kri. Suppose there was your tire of your car. When this is wobbling like this, a strange sound will come. Similarly, that sound was coming again and again. So eclipses, grahan became frequent, and the disk of the sun and the moon seemed to be surrounded by misty halos. There were thunderclaps without cloud in the sky, and the sounds like those of rattling chariots emerged from the mountain caves. So that was outside. What is happening inside in the village? Next word.
Antar grameshu mukhato vamantyo vannimulvanam srigalo lukatankaraihi pranedura shivam shivaha.
Antah grameshu, interior village. Gram means village. Inside village, what is happening? Mukhato, from the mouth. Vamantyo, vomiting. Vanni ulvanam, vomiting fire, fearful fire. Vomiting. Who is vomiting? Srigala. Srigala means jackal. Srigala. Then Ulluka. Ulluka means owl.
tankara, their cries. When this jackals and owls start crying, these are all called as bad omen. Pranedu, creating vibration, and these vibration, how is that? Asivam, inauspicious. And who are the Shiva, sea jackals? Shiva. They are also crying. So in the interior of village, sea jackals yelled portentously, vomiting a strong fire from their mouth. The jackals and owls also joined them with their cries. What is happening to animals?
Sangeetavat rodanavat unnamaya shirodharam vyamunchan vividha vachah grama simhastatastatah.
Grama singha, singh of gram. Singha means tiger or lion of village. Who is the tiger of village? Dogs. Grama singha. So what this Gram Singha is doing, dogs are doing. Sangeetva, sometimes their sound as Sangeetva, like singing. Another time, Rudanvat, sometimes crying like weeping. Acha, Unnamaya means raging. How? Sirodhamam. Have you seen when the dogs, then they wail and they cry. Their neck, they will rage and like... Same way, Shirodharam, the neck they have raging. Vimunchan uttered vividha vacha, various cries, various type of cries. Grama singha tata tara. Tata tata means here and there. So it's not like America, you don't find street dogs. In India, you find lot of street dogs in Gram. So here and there, they are crying. Sometimes as if they are singing something, and sometimes they are crying. These are all bad omens. So, O Vidur, raging their necks, dogs cried here and there, now in the manner of singing and now of wailing.
Karascha karkasokshataha khurekhnato dharalatam dharatalam karkararavasa mattaha Paryadhavan varuthasah.
Kharascha means donkey. Karkasa means very hard. Chata, Vidur. The talk is going between Maitreya and Vidur. So Maitreya is saying to Vidur, he is taking his name. Chata. Kurugnato, striking with the hoofs. So donkey, they were striking with their hoofs. Dharatalam. Dharatalam is the earth, or no region. Dharatalam. Kha kara means brain. Kha kara brain. How? Rabasa, wildly. Matta means mad. As if they have gone crazy. They are all crying. Paredhavana, running here and there. How? Baruthasa, in hurt. So in herd they are running around, these donkeys are running around here and there and crying as if crazy and hitting the earth with their hard hooves. So, O Vidur, these donkeys ran hither and thither in herd, striking the earth with their hard hooves and wildly braying. So it should be understood as a bad sign for human society. When these things are happening all around, then no parcho, something bad is coming.
Rudanto rasabhatrasta nida dudapatan khagaha ghoshyaranne cha pashavah sakrin mutram makurvata.
Rudanta, crying. Crying by white, by whom? By these donkeys, rasabha. Trasta, frightened. When they are crying, birds need udpatan khagaha. Khagaha means the birds. When they listen to these cries, the birds, they ran away from their nest. Udpatan flew up, Khaga birds. And what happened to the animals in cow's head and others? Gosaranyecha pasava. Gosaranye in the cow's head, the cows and other animals, domestic animals. Pasava, cattle in all around, outside. Sakrana, sakran means past dung. Mutram, urine. Akurvat, akurvat, they passed urine and dung. For no reason, because of all this, this Jaya and Vijaya is coming at Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu, these things are happening all around. So, frightened by the braying of the donkey, the birds flew from their nests, shrieking, while cattle in the cow shed as well as in the woods passed dung and urine.
Gao vatra sanra sri dohasto yada puya varshinah vyaru dande valingani druma petur ninalinam.
Gava, gava means cows. Atrasat means are frightened. There is no reason, but they are all frightened. And asrik doha means, asrik means the blood. When you are milking them, instead of milk coming, blood is coming. You know, it's the blood is transferred into milk. So it is not, they are frightened, it is not transferred into milk. So when you are milking at that time, this blood is coming out. And toyadaha puya varsina, toyada means the clouds, what the clouds are giving us. Pus. Many places you say, no, the acid rain is coming. So there it is saying the pus is falling from rain. Vyarudan, devalingani, and the devalingani, devatas in temple, they shed tears. Vyarudan. In the temple, deities are all crying. Vyarudan. Devalingani and Druma Petu Bina Anilam. Druma means trees. Trees are falling without wind. There is no wind, but the trees are falling. We have seen when the wind is there, then the trees are falling. But here it says Druma Petu Bina Anilam. When there is no wind, still they are falling. These are all bad moments. Should we stop here? Okay, chalo, okay, kar lete hain.
Grahan punya tamananne bhaganans chapi deepitaha ati cherur vakra gatya yuyudhuscha parasparam.
Acha, in the planets also there are auspicious planet and inauspicious planet. What are inauspicious planet? Mangal, Sani, Rahu, Ketu, and Surya, Chandra, Brihaspati, they are good planets, auspicious. So, Grihana, Punyataman, the planets, most auspicious, Anne, others, those are not auspicious, Bhaganam, Chapi, Deepita, the luminaries also are affected. Luminaries also, they become more powerful. The inauspicious planet, they become more powerful at that time. Aticheru, overlapped, Vakragatyaya, taking retrograde course, Yujudusha, come into the conflict, Parasparam, with one another, they come into conflict. The inauspicious planets such as Mars and Saturn shone brighter, and to drive out the auspicious ones such as Mercury, Jupiter and Venus, by their contrary movement, they seem to fight with the latter. So the entire universe is driven by Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. When living entities are in goodness, it is called the pious species. Pious land, trees, similarly there are pious planets and impious planets. Mars, Saturn are impious planets. When the pious planets shine brightly, it is auspicious. Pious planets, when they shine, when
Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, the sign, it is auspicious. When the inpass planet sign, that is Shani and Mangal, then it is inauspicious. So whenever you go to your astrologer, he will say, Abhi Mangal dasa hai, aur abhi Shani dasa hai, 7.5 years. So these things will happen. So we will continue further in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.